We're sorry. The person you are trying to reach is too tired to deal with your bullshit. Please try again later. Service error
Welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be fellowshipping with you once again this week on another broadcast, another godly and kingdom broadcast of Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry. My name is Angelo Patarial, and I have a word for you tonight based on a brand new letter from one of our fellow believers whose marriage is in distress. So what I want you to do right now is to silence all of the noise around you, okay? So that you and I can begin to dissect what this fellow believer is going through, okay? I am super excited once again. I can't thank you enough for your support, for tuning in to the Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry, okay? This is where we talk about issues that are affecting and impacting our relationships and our marriages. I am here to be your spiritual supplement and a source of encouragement when you encounter challenges or the enemy has found his way into your marriage or your relationship. I want to encourage you to keep pushing forward, to keep pushing forward, to keep praying, to stay on your knees and on your face before God so that you can have the victory. Amen. All right. If you haven't had an opportunity to follow me on any of the social media platforms, this is my personal invitation for you to do so, okay, as soon as possible. Diva Speaks Relationships can be found on any social media platform that is available to you. So you have a choice. You can follow me on YouTube, which is Diva Speaks Relationships TV. You can follow me on Facebook at Diva Speaks Relationships. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Diva Speaks _official. And you can follow me on TikTok. My TikTok handle is Diva Speaks Relationships. And the number one, once again, my TikTok handle is Diva Speaks Relationships and the number one. And as a bonus, if you have not been able to add my Roku channel to your Roku television, let me ask you to do so tonight. That's right. You can add the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel to your Roku television, and that would be a one-stop shop for all of the Diva Speaks Relationships talk shows, as well as the ministry, as well as older episodes of the talk show and the ministry, just in case you're just now tuning in and I'm brand new to you and you're interested in getting to know more about what I have to say about relationships. I stay true to form. I do not deviate. I am here to talk about relationships, and I am here to plug into the Word of God and to help you to take back what the enemy has stolen, whether that be your marriage, whether that be your relationship or your joy, okay? Your joy, your will to keep going on. I am here to be your source of encouragement. Amen. All right. Now you can invite a few of your friends to tune in to the episode right now, the broadcast, because even if you aren't going through something, you may know someone that you are very close to or someone that you're familiar with their situation. And this may be the thing that you can share with them, you know, to help them and encourage them, or to simply let them know that they are not alone in whatever they are experiencing in this season of their relationship. And be mindful that the enemy is busy. The enemy is not clocking out of his shift, okay? The enemy is busy. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you are not diligent with protecting your relationship, if you are not diligent with being mindful of who has access to you, your home, your spouse, your children, then you are doing yourself a major disservice. because he comes, okay, to attack us through those who are the closest to us, because how else will he have access, right? Amen. All right. So again, if you're just now finding out about Diva Speaks Relationships, the show has kind of taken a different spin, a different turn, because I have so many letters and inquiries about people that are experiencing what I call seasons of struggle in their relationships. So what I do is I take the letters and I read them and I dispense encouragement, because what's going on in this particular household or in this particular marriage may be something that you are familiar with. You may not be going through it right now, okay? But don't judge. You may have to go through it. Or if you're not careful, you will be going through it. Or for some of those who are fortunate, you've went through it already, so you know what this is about. You know how to receive, you know, when someone is pouring out their heart. You have compassion because you've been down that road. What do the young people say? Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, okay? So tonight's letter is a question from one of our, again, fellow believers. She's a wife, and she has some questions about what she's going through, what she's looking at, and how does she move forward, okay? So I want you to buckle up as we get into this. I'm going to put on my glasses, amen, so I will be able to see. So the question that is initially posed to us is, am I reading too much into this? Now, that's already right there, that's a red flag, because if you have to ask, I want to say the answer is yes. I mean, the answer is that you, not the answer is yes, but the answer is you're spot on in what you're feeling. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. Am I reading too much into this? So let me get into it, fellow believers. Amen. Let me get into it. Let me pull this up. So our good sister starts off by saying, about 6 months ago, I caught my husband looking at other women in skimpy clothing and underwear on Instagram. I confronted him about it, and he was extremely remorseful and ashamed. I'm still very self-conscious after having 3 kids in 4 years. I'm back to my pre-baby weight, but things are just not the same. I just suffered from a miscarriage last month, so I'm not sure if it's the hormones that are driving my emotions, but I'm becoming paranoid that he's doing that again or more. Today, he told me he's meeting his buddy for drinks. It was going to be at a BWW, but changed it to Twin Peaks last minute. My heart dropped because I know what the women wear there. Every single woman he looked at on Instagram had enormous breast or chest. I'm weaning my daughter and I'm literally less than an A cup now. I guess what I'm upset about is that we just had a conversation about this a few days ago, and how I told him I have been having a lot of anxiety about what he did lately. His friend changed it to Twin Peaks, but I'm hurt that he didn't even think of me and what I'm struggling with that he caused. BJ's is literally right next door. So just for context, I believe this is a local bar and grill. When she mentions the pub by name, she's saying BJ's, that's a local bar and grill that's right next to their home, okay? So just for context, okay, so let me get back. I just feel so disrespected, and I know he's going to say, I didn't even think about it, which is what hurts the most. I hope this is okay. I've also wrote into several others hoping to get alternate perspectives, and I'm hoping that this is just a huge big deal on my part. I'm sorry, guys, that I struggled through that. But these are real letters from real people, real believers going through real problems. And sometimes, you know what? It is what it is. So to my good sister, when you ask, am I reading too much into this? So let me circle back. Let me circle back at the beginning where I said, if you have to ask, you typically have the answer. That's what I was trying to communicate. Are you reading too much into this based on the information that you have shared in this letter? I wouldn't say that you're reading too much into it, but I do see, based on what you've shared about what you're going through, you know, you could be a little bit super sensitive to things that may appear normal had you not experienced a recent miscarriage. And you mentioned in the letter that you've had 3 kids in 4 years. And again, a recent miscarriage, and you're just now getting back to your pre-baby weight. And then you compound that with your husband liking and really kind of engaging with content on social media of women whose bodies seem to be perfection in your eyes, who you deem them to be beautiful and at that goal weight and body type that you desire to be, but you don't feel that great about yourself right now. So you're sensitive to that. You didn't say if this had been an issue prior to you having the children. But I will say that I don't think he is tuned into your emotional needs right now. I will say that based on what you have shared, your husband is flirting a little bit with danger, because anytime you're looking at naked women or half naked women on the internet or social media or wherever you have access to look at these women, you are extending an invitation to the enemy, because we don't know if he's lusting after these women. We don't know what his desires are. We know that he finds it attractive because he's engaging with the content and he's liking the content, which is a sore spot for you. You're super sensitive about it because your confidence is not high right now. You're super sensitive about it because he's not really acknowledging the struggles that you are going through after having your kids back to back like that, and then recently having a miscarriage. I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. My condolences to you for the loss of your baby. I know that must be extremely hard right now. And you're right. You did mention in the letter that you were trying to, you know, be sure that this wasn't your hormones really talking and you're making too much of it. I think a lot of things are at play right here, my dear sister. A lot of things are at play. You do have the hormones working. Let's not discredit that. You do have the hormones working. It could be postpartum. It could be insecurity. Okay, these are, especially insecurity is a master manipulator of the enemy. So you want to be careful and mindful of that. But I will say, I would encourage you to have a talk with your husband. Sit down with your man. Sit down with your husband and have that heart-to-heart talk. Just like you kind of laid out the content in the letter about the things that you were experiencing and how it made you feel. I think now is the opportune time to sit down with that man of God and tell him how you are feeling and about how his actions, how they translate to you because of what you're going through and things that he's doing is really a trigger for you, and it doesn't leave you in a good space. Okay, that is not healthy for you as an individual, as a woman, as a mother, and as a wife. And it's definitely not healthy for the relationship, especially a kingdom marriage. You know, the Bible, you know, encourages us not to even have the appearance of evil. So if he has the appearance, even though you've talked to him about the Instagram and the engagement with the women on social media, he needs to be careful not to even look as though that's what he's going to do. You said that you had no problems with him going out for drinks. I commend you for that because, you know, like it or not, our men, our husbands do that occasionally. But it wasn't until the location was changed that was a sore spot for you and a trigger for you because of the type of bar and grill and the attire that the service, you know, the wait staff has on. I'm familiar with Twin Peaks, and they do. They have skimpy attire, you know, flimsy wear. And, you know, it's not the type of place that you kind of want your husband visiting if you have insecurities about yourself and your marriage. I'm really, really proud of you for not making accusations towards your man, towards your husband. I'm proud of you for acknowledging, you know, what it could be. I'm proud of you for acknowledging some of the things that are going on with you and not necessarily pushing the blame out on him. You are to be commended, and I want to commend you as your fellow sister in Christ, you know, to always take accountability, just as you've done in this letter, of the possibilities of what it could be and not place the blame on your husband, allowing it to be a possibility, but not totally faulting him for what's going on. So if you're just now tuning in, we have a letter from a fellow believer who's going through something in her life. You know, this mother has just had 3 kids in 4 years and recently experienced a miscarriage, and she's feeling some type of way. And let me tell you, as a woman, a mother and a wife, I totally get it. You hit all cylinders for me. You know, we want to feel great about ourselves. We want to be able to look at ourselves in our bodies and be pleased with what God has blessed us with, the ability to bear children, okay, the ability to start a family, and the ability to look at ourselves in the mirror and be pleased and okay with it, and be confident that our husband or our spouses are okay with it as well. And I know that's sometimes hard to do when you're coming back from having children, or you're trying to get your baby weight off, you're trying to diet, you're trying to get things back together so you can feel good about yourself and show up as your authentic self in your marriage for your mate. Because when you look good, you feel good, and when you feel good, you do good, and you can show up for your husband as the loving and confident wife that he married. So I would strongly encourage you to sit down with your husband and have that talk with him, and both of you go to God in prayer about what this issue is. Don't allow this issue to fester. Don't allow the enemy to come in and make something that could be basically resolved with a couple of conversations, some compassion and understanding, and allow the enemy to blow it up into something that you can't manage, that you can't get back and roll, you know, reel the reins back in within a reasonable time. Because it is situations like this that can turn into something bigger, and that's not what we want. Remember, protecting our relationship, protecting the peace in the home, in your household, and in your marriage is so important in these troubled times and last days that we live in. And when you're having this conversation with your husband, I want to encourage you not to come off as controlling, or that you're giving him, you know, the feeling that he is to blame for how you're feeling. You simply want to explain to your husband what you're going through, just like what you've done with me. Explain to your husband what you're going through, because I'm sure there's a lot you left out, right? There's a lot you left out about things you're going through and the feelings and the emotions that are taking its toll on your body. And you want to go to that man of God in prayer, and the both of you sit there and you pray to God to help deliver you from these feelings of insecurities so that you don't project them on your husband and insert them into the marriage and create an issue or a problem within your covenant that does not have to be there. Again, people, believers, my brothers and sisters in Christ, these are real problems that we have to talk about that happen in our marriages and our relationship. And it's time that we stop talking about things in general and get down to business about what the things that are impacting and affecting affecting our relationships. Again, if you're just now tuning in, I got a letter. I'm going to reread it for those of you who may just now be tuning in. And let this be a source of encouragement to you that if you or someone you know is going through something similar, if it may not be the pregnancy thing, it could be the insecurity about your body. It could be the insecurity about the online activities of your spouse. Let this be a source of encouragement that you are not alone, that you do not stand alone in this fight. You do not stand alone in this struggle or in this challenge to get over it and keep pushing through and to have the best marriage or relationship that is possible. All right, so I'm going to reread it, not in its entirety, but to give you a good sense of what our fellow sister has wrote about and what she's struggling with in her marriage and how she's struggling to, you know, push past it, just to, you know, give you a brief synopsis of the letter. So initially she captioned it with, okay, am I reading into this too much? About 6 months ago, I caught my husband looking at other women in skimpy clothing and underwear on Instagram. I confronted him about it and he was extremely remorseful and ashamed. And I like that. You know, if he, you know, when you initially brought that to him, if you notice that he was extremely remorseful and ashamed, that tells me right there, sister, that's good in that husband of yours. Because when he found out how you felt about it, it made him feel bad. Amen. Praise God for that. Because there are some spouses, unfortunately, who are unaffected by the things that they are doing that impact you. And that is not what you have here. Amen. But continuing on with the letter, I'm still very self-conscious about having 3 kids in 4 years. I'm back to my pre-baby weight, but things are just not the same. You're not alone, sister. A lot of us that have had children, we know the struggle to get our bodies back to feeling confident and feeling secure about our bodies after having our babies. You know, we know every woman and sister and wife that has had children know exactly what you're going through. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, because we know this journey that you're taking. But back to the letter. I just suffered from a miscarriage last month, so I'm not sure if this is hormones that are driving my emotions, but I'm becoming paranoid that he's doing it again or more. It could be paranoia. It could be, because you didn't mention any proof, any substantial or concrete proof that your husband is once again engaging in the actions that you caught him in. You just said you had a feeling and you didn't know if it was your hormones. Again, I commend you for not projecting or at least acknowledging some of what it could be that's driving the way that you're feeling, driving these feelings that you're having. I commend you for that. Today, he told me he's meeting his buddy for drinks. It was going to be at BWW, but it changed to Twin Peaks last minute. My heart dropped, because I know what the women wear there. And you're spot on. They do. They barely clothe up in there. Every single woman he looked at on Instagram had enormous chests. I'm weaning my baby, my daughter, and I'm literally less than an A cup right now. I guess what I'm upset about is that we just had a conversation about this a few days ago, and how I told him I have been having a lot of anxiety about what he did lately. His friend changed it to Twin Peaks, but I'm hurt that he didn't even think of me and what I'm struggling with that he caused. I just feel so disrespected, and I know he's going to say, I didn't even think about it, which is what hurts the most. We get it. Those of us who have been in your shoes before, we get it. We get it. But I do have to be fair. You know, men don't think the way that we do, my sister. They don't. And I think it's a little bit unfair for you to expect him to think the way that you're thinking. Do you have a point? Absolutely, you do. Should that have been at the forefront of his mind? I don't know what kind of husband you have, but it doesn't hurt for you to help him to remember the conversation that you've had, to call it into remembrance so that he could make a conscious choice on his own to go or not, to honor your feelings or not, to take the initiative to get in front of this thing and help you to conquer and overcome these feelings that you're having of insecurity so that the both of you can get back on the same page and start enjoying your covenant once again without these feelings that you're having about your body and the insecurities that you're having. And again, while you're having the conversation about this, you know, the change of venue that his friend made to their outing, you can also revisit that issue of the Instagram and the half-naked women and models that he's engaging with on social media. Revisit the conversation. It never hurts to have the conversation. You have as many conversations as you need to with your husband to keep your marriage.